It's a Terling Tourism Tuesday, presented by AO Tourism on News Talk WANI.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your News Talk and information station. Aubrey's in the corner.
Aubrey's in the corner.
Aubrey's here.
We do talk tourism. Everybody but Aubrey gets to talk tourism today. It's literally become an ongoing joke.
Yeah, you can hear us on that radio in your car.
He forgot what it was called. That thing.
You two should feel bad.
What? I mean, I don't feel great about it.
I don't feel great.
Like he didn't get a chair. When y'all were out of town, he came in. We let the poor man sit down for once. We actually turned on his microphone. He talked. I even gave you the platform, did I not? I gave you an opportunity to.
I want to go back and listen.
He plugged your volunteer.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well, so, I mean, like,
I'm just saying.
Yeah, you're right.
Y'all should feel bad.
You need to get more chairs.
No, we only have three microphones. Why do I need another chair in here?
That's a great point.
I'm just scrambling for an answer, Ben.
Everybody
now he feels bad.
Yeah. Everybody always asks, they're like, how come you don't have more chairs? And I was like, I think the question is, why don't we have more mics?
Yeah.
After the radio break, yeah. Aubrey will be on the mic.
Yeah.
Travis will be in the corner.
Yeah. Poor Travis.
Swap us out.
Yeah, exactly. So, well, listen, I keep talking to you guys about esports.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I keep plugging them because even though I'm not involved in esports whatsoever, I found it actually like phenomenal.
You were a gamer.
Yeah, well,
No,
I played Tecmo Bowl.
Tecmo Bowl is gaming.
Which Travis didn't know what it was.
We can't help win.
Right. What'd you call it? Techno Bowl?
I didn't know the name. I'd never heard of it.
Yeah.
With showing his age.
Yeah, he's definitely showing his age.
Guys, just because I like to learn doesn't mean I get railed on for it.
Do you know what Atari is?
Yeah, I actually used to have an Atari.
No, but he didn't know what Tecmo Bowl was.
It was like...
But you would have thought, as big as it was back in its day in the late 80s and early 90s, that somebody would have clued in at that point, hey, there's an opportunity to financially improve your world as well as involve kids.
And next generation of workforce.
I mean, because
the people that created it didn't even think about that.
Even though I'm much older than Anthony. Anthony, how many times did your parents say, you got to quit playing those video games?
All the time. All the time. Luckily, I was a kid that loved to be outside, but I also loved playing games.
Yeah. And they were like, you don't need to, like, you got limited on your time. Now, kids are making money doing it.
Yeah.
I mean, and they're going to these conferences, and they're going to
competition.
I think, what was it? Was it 2 or 3 years ago you and I were visiting? Because you went to one in Daytona.
Yeah, we went. There's an esports summit, and so our industry is trying, you know, from the tourism side, is trying to understand how we can support it, right?
Yeah.
Because there's workforce development. That is what tourism is. There's visitors. There's traveling. There's money being spent. So does it make sense? It is tourism. So, you know, it's like when you think about Alabama High School Association has, you know, a championship.
Yeah.
There's schools all across the state. Auburn High has a team. I do not know if Opelika does. But then, you know, we've tried to work with local groups.
Auburn High won a state championship.
Yes.
Three of them.
And actually, so, you know, the Opelika Public Library has hosted several events. And so that's where introduced Jeffrey with New Challenger Approaching. And so, Jeff, introduce yourself. Jeff Davis.
Yeah.
Jeffrey Davis, but you go by Jeff.
Yeah, I do go by Jeff.
You're a local. And kind of introduce New Challenger Approaching. And he reached out to us. This was something that flew way up under our radar, and we like to know about everything that's going on. Mm-hmm. So welcome, Jeffrey, and explain kind of the nonprofit and how you got into all this.
Yeah, so my name is Jeffrey Davis. I've been in esports for over 10 plus years. We have a nonprofit called New Challenger Approaching, and the reason that we chose that name is because anybody can be a challenger. You never know who's going to step up to the plate and just really kick your butt at any game, let alone fighting games, and one that we do mainly focus on. And our mission statement for our nonprofit is, you know, we take a focus on becoming a bridge to assist young and upcoming talent through esports. And that's definitely where we've been going with that. Mm-hmm. And if I could just tell y'all a little quick story about
how
we got
started. We love stories.
So I've been competing in esports for years, and my friend, he's also one of our founding members, Reginald Martin. We were playing this game called Dragon Ball Z Fighters.
Mm-hmm,
just came out, And there was a local tournament here in the Auburn Opelika area. Shout out to Nigel from our Torch Cafe.
Yeah.
He was hosting a Dragon Ball Z tournament. So I was like, okay, I got this guy. He don't really know about fighting games.
Competition.
You know, so I'm feeling myself. And then he like cheeses me out towards the end, and I get so salty. I was like, bro, we got to run this back. Like, don't make me hold this for like longer than a week. I tell his wife, I'm like, look, I need to borrow him for a weekend. Right, we just got to play. So we ended up coming back. We played a bunch. I was like, bro, we need to put together a space for other gamers like us.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that's how NCA started inside of this area.
That's awesome. It really is like it's connective tissue. It's an ecosystem. I know you and I and Aubrey spoke about that when we spoke last Thursday when you reached out to us. And, you know, because you think about the what it takes to create a game like this, mm-hmm. software engineers, there's so many, you know, jobs and related mm-hmm. fields that this can go into. And then you're not even talking things like Air Force and flights and all the different things that driving simulators they're mm-hmm. using in NASCAR and all this stuff. And so now you see this ecosystem of, you've got groups like what Jeffrey's doing, building an ecosystem for the up and coming, right, to connect to opportunities. Because like, if my son, he's 9 and he's like, yeah, I'm really good at this and I really like this. And yeah, there's a balance to, like, you know, being outside and doing gaming and also the other stuff. But it's like, if you see this path and you're like, hey, you can compete in this, but also you can have a career in this.
And I'm happy you said balance, because that's the key thing that we focus on with our gamers. Like, I know some of the top gamers, like I know one of the top gamers in Street Fighter 6. He plays a character. His name is Max. Shout out to Max. And he kicks everybody's butt. But the man has a wife, a career, twins, and they play sports.
Well, it's like in the story you said, I need to borrow him for a weekend. And I got permission from the missus, right? You know, and so it's like, I was on a call last week with a national group that is basically the North American esports kind of leader. And so you've got, I mean, this goes really deep into, you know, private equity money, investment. You got countries investing in this. Mm-hmm. You've got big events. It's not just about the big competitions. I just encourage people to Google. You will find some of the most people that you would think that would not be gamers. And I tell you, the statistics will blow your mind with the average age and who's doing it.
Right.
This is for everybody. And so speak about the event upcoming, because that's what, you know, is coming to the Opelika Library in October. So give the date, the time, where do people find information, and then how to get involved.
Right. So New Challenger Approaching is putting together our expo. It's our very first gaming expo in the area. It's called NCA Expo. And it's going to be on October 10th at the Opelika Library, from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And it's free for the community. Anybody can pull up. We have panels. We have indie game developers. We have a DJ that's going to pull up. We have multiple tournaments, cosplay contests, the whole nine. So it's going to introduce that side of the esports game into the area. And like, our goal is to essentially educate our area and show people that, hey, this is what esports is like. This is what you can do with esports, and this is how you can fit into esports. So we have a lot of opportunity for anybody that's interested in potentially volunteering with us. We do have a volunteer application you can fill out on our website, newchallengerapproaching.org. And we're introducing all of this to the community. So just to speak on some of the things we do have, some of the panels we have, this one, y'all gonna love this. It's called Little Streamers, right? So this is for any kid and everybody. If you know, if you got kids, where they wanna be, I wanna be a YouTuber, I wanna be a streamer. Guess what? We're gonna give them a chance to do that. We're gonna have one, set them up, we're gonna put them in a game, and then they got X amount of time to go through and be a commentator or streamer, right? And we're gonna grade them on different things. Are you interacting with your audience? Are you telling people thank you when they subscribe? You know what I'm saying? That sort of thing. And there's going to be a little award ceremony for the little streamers. That's one thing we do got coming up.
I'm going to put Ben on the spot. Ben, this is, your career is in radio, right?
Mm-hmm.
But now it's evolved into you are on platforms that are streaming, right? Think about, but tell me from your perspective of, I'm thinking of like Zach Blackerby and you and, you know, and all the guys and people that have created these businesses and opportunities using streaming platforms. If you were a kid getting taught that.
Oh, it's huge.
Like, I could see myself being a podcaster, a broadcaster, a whatever it is. It's not just the gaming side. And I encourage people to think and be curious about this and understand this is not just sitting in front of a TV and playing games for 25 hours.
No, and what they, I mean, it's good that, because that's where they're headed. They're either watching it and then they want to do it, or they're going ahead and getting involved in it. So they need to be educated.
Yep.
Because people like me, it's been self-education because it was kind of new at the time we were learning it. So, like you were talking about the engagement and the commenting and the, everything. It's as simple as like what thumbnail you're putting up in order to get people to drive them there, because it's, I mean, it's there's a visual aspect to it, even if they don't know what you're talking about. And how to deal with it, because I'm sure you guys have to answer questions too if they're doing that, you know, there's a good, bad, and ugly to it.
Oh, yeah.
There are folks on there that, you know, that are going to be, and so kids are not taught that. And I mean, I've got guys my age. I mean, I've told you, I don't mind sharing his name because we've told him this numerous times. Lindsay, whenever we were doing Braves Today. And I'd tell him, I'd say, quit reading the comments. Just thank you for listening. That needs to be your response to them.
Isn't that about life in general?
Right.
Like, you could have, outside of digital comments, you get comments in general.
Yeah,
that's life. So exactly. It's like there's always going to be noise in anything.
And
there's always going to be negativity in anything.
Yeah,
and it's like what I think, what groups like you are doing and nonprofits and people, it's creating that community of, hey, this is not what you think. This is not what you just believe. Come be curious about it. And this is an event, you know, as far as free to come. And I know from a tournament registration, if you're playing a game, what is it, $5 per game?
Yeah, so for the tournament registration, happy you brought that up, it's going to be $5 per game. But here's the thing, those $5 don't come to us. We're going to be generating the prize based off of the entries. So we just put $5 directly into the prize, and this is all skill-based, all right? So we got rules, and most of the games we have, we do have Pokemon Champions.
Mm-hmm.
That's a new one just came out recently.
Travis is getting in it.
Pokemon
Champions. You didn't know that, by the way. we're trying to talk him into getting in it.
Yeah.
They're trying to get me to compete.
We got Smash Brothers. We got Tekken. We got new Marvel Tokon. So there's a lot of different opportunities. And then y'all will be surprised. Just Dance is very competitive.
I can imagine.
Oh, yeah.
Very surprised. Like, we host events at conventions. Also, we do the bigger convention in Alabama, Comic-Con in Birmingham. And Just Dance will take up the whole dance floor. You got everybody dancing.
Hmm.
And it's very competitive. You'd be very surprised. I was surprised the first time. I said, wow, I didn't know this game hit that hard. But people are dancing, having a great time, and it's usually nothing but smiles, okay? Now, in any sport, you're going to have some sour apples that might be talking trash.
Yeah.
Like, bro, man, you were just spamming, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're just spamming. Like, me personally, I went to personal experience, I went to EVO. So EVO is the biggest fighting game tournament in the world.
And then in Vegas?
In Las Vegas. Yeah. I played a top gamer. His name was the Cool Kid. And he said, hey, I just want to apologize before we get up on stage. My wife is very supportive. So I was like.
And isn't this like Mortal Kombat type?
This is like.
I mean, there's all types of fighting games, but Mortal Kombat.
I'm coming back to Dragon Ball Z Fighters. This was when I was thinking I was kind of hot in that game. So I end up getting up on there. I'm having a controller malfunction. I have to borrow my friend's controller. We play on arcade sticks, so these big boxes.
Right.
People be carrying around. Boom, we put it down, big buttons. And I get up there, and we just play, and like, you have to tune. It's like any game. You got to tune people out. I can just hear her, mess him up, baby, mess him up. He don't want to like you. And then he, that's like, so destroys funny. Me. And then he's like, look, I apologize about my wife. She's like, yo, she goes, I get off there. She's like, yo, GG's, bro. And I'm like, yo, tell your wife to run the set right now.
That's crazy. I love it.
But you and I have talked about it, and even as esports, I think the AD James Slayton was in. They got 3 scholarships he got handed.
Yes.
So, I mean, kids are able to benefit from this.
Correct. And that's something that's, that y'all have as a mission, because reading up on your site and just talking with you, that is a future goal of, again, connecting those opportunities mm-hmm. for the next up and coming, you know, because it's fascinating. The group I mentioned earlier that represents kind of the gaming of North America yeah. is kind of the governing body per se. That's exactly what the whole goal is it's eventually connected to workforce mm-hmm. because our conversation that her and I were having last week before Jeffrey reached out, which was just absolute perfect timing, was Alabama Works. Mm-hmm. That's through the Commerce Department. You got economic development, and that's the whole conversation. It had nothing to do with games and hardware and software. Now all that comes when you host stuff, right? Mm-hmm. And so, but it was literally all about the next generation of workforce.
Yeah.
So I mean, think about it. AI. Think about all the technology, the apps, all the stuff doesn't just get created by someone like me and you, Ben.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Oh, no doubt.
But it's someone with understanding of software engineering and all the things. Mm-hmm. So I love it, and I think it's just a matter of time before groups like this and with Jeffrey and our support, you know, this stuff just takes off. So it just gives another opportunity. Like we say, it's more opportunity for locals. It's more opportunities to bring visitors in. And also think about the connection to the high schools, the universities, you know, exactly. Southern Union and Auburn University. Yeah. So
no doubt whatsoever. I need to take a break. You guys hang on for a break. Y'all good with that?
Yeah.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. Pay a few bills, and then we'll come back. We'll talk more about esports and everything going on with tourism. Plus, we got to mention volunteer as well, and we may or may not let Aubrey talk before it's all said and done with.
You're listening to the Abbey Award-winning Ben Taylor on the Abbey Award-winning Auburn Opelika this morning. News talk,
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. We continue. We're talking tourism.
We brought Aubrey down away from the wall and away from the corner.
Brought him out of the corner.
Subbed in.
He subbed in.
How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Ben. Thanks for having me. Thanks for having me again today.
Is your chair comfortable? Can I get you anything?
Feels good, you know, kicking back, relaxing.
Yeah. I feel like I should be offering to go get something. You need a water, Aubrey, and coffee?
I'm good. I'm not the guest here. We got a different guest.
That's right.
That's true. We still got Jeffrey with us.
Do you need to hit anything? Did you come with anything to add to the discussion?
I mean,
to the exercise?
Other than the fact that this volunteer opportunity at the expo will be in volunteer AO, so make sure to touch that. But we also got a couple things in town. We had a Opelika Crush playdate this past weekend that went well, even despite the weather. I was pulling up to the Opelika Sportsplex on Friday afternoon to go play some pickleball, mm-hmm. and I'm driving by, and shout out to Missy Martin, man. She's out there fixing tents after that flash storm came through. So I pull my truck over, I run over there, I'm like, Missy, can I please help you? She goes, well, I wish you would have shown up sooner. I only got one more tent to fix. And so, you know, her and her team over there, despite all of the rain and the winds that came through, got all the tents replaced, and they had their play date despite that weather. So shout out to Opelika Parks and Rec. They are an amazing team.
It is, and hit the volunteer tab, as Travis said. He's going to have all this information up because that's why y'all do these things. And they were talking during the break, and you were saying, you know, send the link over, and so that way you can get involved in it. Jeff, I ask you this, because we were talking during the break a little bit too, is when people ask, because I mentioned the state championships that Auburn High won. And I know we've talked fighting games and stuff like that, but you said one of the most popular games, Mario Kart. Of course, that's what they won on.
Yes.
But that's a huge thing, isn't it?
Yeah, Mario Kart is crazy competitive. It's huge. Especially Mario Kart World is huge. You can do a lot of wacky stuff in that game, and people are very competitive at it. And we're actually doing a Mario Kart tournament. So if y'all want to come up, show off your skills, show what type of kart you're driving. I drive the little dump truck called Little Dumpy. Come meet me on the tracks.
See, he's even got his own characters. So you can get involved with it. But it leads to a ton of things.
Yeah, and Jeff, do you guys do that weekly?
Yeah, so we actually do have weekly events here. Currently, we do have one at a 21 up plus space at Sneak and Dollar in Opelika, mm-hmm. and that's every Thursday from 7 to 10. If it gets a signing, we'll be there till 11, but you can come out, play some free games with us, and meet other like gamers around that age space, so 21 mm-hmm. plus for that one. And we also do online free tournaments as well, so we do two online weekly free tournaments. If you want to just roll out of bed, play some games, and then roll back in the bed. You can do that with NCAA. It's all free entry. Cash prizes are generated through Match Arena, which allows people to donate money towards their favorite gamers and stuff like that. So
Very interesting.
Jeff, you've also said, I heard you were telling the probate judge whenever you came in, this has kind of opened your world up to meet different folks too. I mean, you talked about how you know Asian culture. You met some guys, you know, some Chinese guys as well as Japanese guys, and I think that says a lot too. Being able to get somebody outside the four walls of their house, and be able to get involved with other people.
Absolutely, just like just traveling from the competitor scene, I've met a lot of people in my life that I probably would never met. You know, in that space, because I got into esports, I've traveled up and down the East Coast, been out to the West Coast a good bit, just based off of like these gaming spaces, you know. And the thing that segued me into this was like there's a show, True Life. I'm a professional gamer, and it was about the Smash players up in New York City and stuff like that. And from there, I found out that we had local tournaments in Auburn. And I was like, dang, I didn't know we had a local scene. And then from there, we went to Atlanta. And then my life was changed ever since that.
Blew up from there.
Yeah. And now you got a nonprofit that you're giving back right here in the community.
Yeah. And that's a huge thing. Like, you never know. Like, a lot of these kids play games, but they just need a opportunity or a stage to perform.
Right.
Really give them a chance to really get a taste of that. I have one younger kid, and we worked with the commissioner in Macon County to do a Macon County Esports Day. And there was one kid, he's like, man, I watch streamers all the time. I would have never thought I had something in my area. And I'm so happy that you guys did that. And this kid was kicking grown men's butt. He's just like kicking everybody's butt. And he ended up going to college up in Huntsville, and he continued to compete. So like there's a whole world out there that you can see through esports.
Yes. It gives scholarships and everything else. And Aubrey, you and I have talked about this. I mean, because I mentioned it, Anthony, the Daytona thing, but these conferences and stuff that y'all go to, this is just as big as softball, soccer, pickleball.
It really is.
It's something that in the conferences and the setups, like people are going, hey, let's talk about bringing an event to your town.
Yes, exactly. And the connectivity of it, where you can connect with people across the country and still play, but then also the community it builds. I mean, it's growing fast, and we're lucky to have met Jeff and start to get a more of a scene here in Auburn, Opelika. So,
well, it's a bigger thing too, because as we've discussed, like when you bring people here, you got to be physically on a field to do soccer.
Yeah.
You got to be physically on a field. Whereas this, I mean, you can host events, and Jeff, you just talked about it, where, I mean, you could be streaming with somebody that's in Europe. And hosting an event, and so you just, you know, you need a venue and you make a big deal out of it, but the person you're competing against may not be, not just not in the room, but not even in the country.
Right. Now, typically, whenever we do this, it's like IRL, like when we get a venue, everybody's there. But we can do online tournaments. The online tournament scene, you run into some uncontrollables. Like, okay, does this guy have a lag switch? Is his internet bad? Okay, both of y'all do a test. Send me a pings right now. Whoever has the worst internet, sorry, you're going to have the DQ. It happens like that. But it's free entry, so they're not going to whine too much, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Unless the prize pot has gotten big. We've done weekly tournaments that hit $150 plus like prizes just off of donations, right?
Yeah.
And it really just depends like who's joining in, because once you start getting those donations, you got strong players that are going to start consistently pulling up, you know? So it opens a whole world of competition.
Well, let's recap everybody really quick before we get out of here on your nonprofit and how people can get involved and some of the activities are involved with that as well.
All right. So my nonprofit is called New Challenger Approaching. We're a nonprofit that's focused on esports. We are having the New Challenger Approaching Expo on October 10th. At 10 o'clock at the Opelika Library in Opelika. It's free admission, free entry. If you're interested in coming out and being a volunteer, you can find our information on newchallengerapproaching.org. We do have a volunteer button. And also, we will be passing along to my friends over here with the Auburn Opelika Tourism. And we're going to have cosplay, DJs, food trucks. We still have a couple of spaces for food trucks. So if y'all know anybody with food trucks, we need a couple more food trucks in there. But Yeah, we're looking for people.
That's the new thing, man, the food trucks.
Yeah.
You know,
it's the wave.
When I was love growing it. Up, if you got a dude that was doing balloon animals, you were cool. Now you got to bring a whole food truck out.
That's good.
In order to draw the kids out. So I love it, though. I'm not hating on it at all. I love the food truck way more than the balloon animal dude. So bring the food trucks. I'll be more than happy to get involved with that. Travis, we need anything before you get out of here?
We're good. We're just excited about the future of esports in this community and hopefully the growth of it and how we can see it bring even more people and more diversity to the Auburn-Opelika area.
When's your next run?
I actually ran yesterday, and the shin splints have not gone away, so it'll be at least another week before I try again.
Remember what I told you? Are you taller? Have you checked?
I don't think so, Ben. Unfortunately,
you think I made that up?
I believe you, but the window we talked about, the window closes at 26. I only got a few months.
I'm saying. You need to go ahead and ruin your kids now so you can get taller because your window's closing. Your window of opportunity is closing.
I know. I mean, maybe, but I mean, it hurts, man. It's painful.
I didn't say this was going to be easy.
You want growth? You got to work for it.
My goodness. I mean, he's so soft, man.
Oh man! Well, I'm just trying to protect the longevity of my ability to run.
You know what? Don't think about that. Trust me,
Running today.
At my age, it hurts regardless. So, like, go ahead and get it out now because you're gonna still hurt.
Fair. That's actually not a bad point.
Yeah. Like it doesn't. You're still gonna need ice and Advil and the.
I ain't doing
and
any
all
of that. Maybe that's why I'm in pain.
No, you're not. You're not yet. He's not yet. No. You will be. I promise. So. Aubrey, anything?
Oh, I'm good, Ben. Thanks for letting me hop on.
I'm glad that I got to see you today.
Yes, sir.
I'm glad you were able to come in here and be a part of it.
It's always a blast when I get to come in. It's special, right? It's special.
It is special. And Travis, you notice Travis didn't give up his seat. It was Anthony.
Anthony's
it's ridiculous.
Anthony's the true gentleman.
I tell you what. Jeff, thank you, man. I greatly appreciate it.
Thank you.
We can send some folks there and get them involved in October and send that link to Travis so he can upload it so that way we can maybe get you some volunteers to help out as well.
Most definitely. Thank you so much.
Auburn Opelika this morning, your news talk and information station. AOTourism.com, the place to find it. Hit that volunteer tab up in the top right. More in a moment.
Auburn Opelika's news talk and information station.
News talk, WAN.